Hello, my name is Jocelyn Herrera. I will tell you what my favorite class in college was. My favorite class was the history of architecture. It was my favorite because it helped us to understand how historic architecture has influenced our present day architecture, and it created a sense of continuity and connection to the past. Also, we could understand the lifestyles, aesthetic, and design principles of the past. Also, we were told by our teachers, the architects that were our teachers, that a building, a church, a school, it was not just that, it was just not a construction, but it was a construction that tells a history, about a civilization, a community, the surroundings, like the Colosseum. Now we know that it was a place to entertain the emperors, the gladiators fought in them, etc. So we can understand our past by this construction also, these constructions also. And that was my favorite class. Now I will read the following. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the direction to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. This is the best route. Keep your horse to his path and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he's my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time, and he's doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his calloused, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again. Thank you.